This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Go check that out, please. And by stackup.org. Great, great community to help people with PTSD. In today's news, a game just got 1 million copies sold. There might be a MacBook for sale. And a game is not canceled, though the studio is closed. But we're going to start with Steam. GameSpot.com did say that thanks to the memory and storage shortages, the Steam Deck is now out of stock, and the device may be unavailable for purchase at times because of the lack of memory chips. The Valve Steam Deck storage page did say, quote, Steam Deck OLED may be out of stock intermittently in some regions due to memory and storage shortages, end quote. Now, the page also did set a reminder that the Steam Deck LCD is no longer in production, so don't expect that model to come back there at all. Now, Valve did previously sell the Steam Deck 256GB LCD model for $400. In comparison, the Steam Deck OLED 512GB model retails for $549, with a 1TB model going for $649. So right now, all of the consoles have been affected in some way by the storage crisis. And yes, I use the C word. But let's get out of that talk, and let's get into why people are leaving Discord. PCGamer.com did say that TeamSpeak got a huge number increase, and they did max out the hosting capacity in multiple regions. Now, the reason is because of what Discord has to do now to verify that people are 18 or older in some of the Discord channels. And according to PC Gamer, that is why people are leaving. So if you would rather not chat on randoms who did happen to play the game Ark Raiders, for instance, and you get people that are doing some bad talking things, and sorry I have to be vague there, then that is why Discord had to do that stuff. That's not an opinion, that is fact. According, or because of, the EU Online Safety Act. So because of that, TeamSpeak got up on X and said, quote, with the incredible surge of new users joining TeamSpeak and subscribing to communities, current hosting capacity has been reached in many regions, especially in the United States. We're working on expanding availability across additional regions. Thank you for your patience as we scale to meet the growing demand. Now we get to the gameplay and economy part, because I did say Ark Raiders, right? Well, the developer Embark, according to GamesRadar.com, is ready to punish the players who have used its duplications glitch. And the exploit did allow players to double or triple and multiply by 22 the loot of their choice. So Embark got up on their blogs and they did address the matter. And they said, quote, last week we said we would return with more information once our investigation into the recent exploits was complete. The investigation has now concluded. Thank you for your patience while we took the time to do this properly. Though the exploits stemmed from a design flaw on our part, the way we were used had a real impact on the game's economy and the way the community experienced Ark Raiders. It's on us to address that and work to restore balance. Over the course of this week, we will begin issuing enforcement actions to accounts that we can confirm took advantage of these exploits, end quote. So what they're looking at, and I'll tell you the bullet points here, are the validating reports against data, and this is why it took time, confirming exploit usage, scope, and effect, separating accidental edge case behavior from repeated and international abuse, assessing the measurable impact on the economy and competitive integrity. Further quote, we want to act once, with intention, and with confidence that we're doing the right thing. This is the first time we've handled an incident of this nature such as at such scale in our craters. Rather than rushing, we chose to take time needed to fully understand the situation and make sure our response was consistent with our values and expectations." End quote. So what will be the consequences? One, warnings for low severity cases where abuse was limited. Two, removal of coins tied to exploit activity. Three, suspensions for the severe cases, particularly where exploit usage had a significant impact on in-game economy or other players' experience. Now the question will be, will this be the right move for our creators? We'll know that later on in the future. But do you feel that's the right move for our creators? I know that question is going to come to me probably this weekend, but I put that to you right now. So you can let me know at Joe Brums on X and Blue Sky. But at least that's not getting canceled. Or is it? Eurogamer.net said that the G.I. Joe Snake Eyes game is not going to be canceled, even though our Atomic Arcade is closed. That's a studio. And yes, Hasbro and the Wizards of the Coast, Atomic Arcade, has been shut down. And that came through the LinkedIn post on the recent closure on that post. One of the posts did read, quote, "Unfortunately, Hasbro has made the call to close Atomic Arcade. I was only with the studio for about a year, but from the start, I felt the studio had tons of talent and potential. I'll miss working with this team we had and wish everyone the best," end quote. But while that studio was working on the G.I. Joe character Snake Eyes, Hasbro left it, or just took it, and is potentially giving it to somebody else within their ecosystem. Because a Hasbro representative did issue a statement to WCCF Tech, quote, "The Snake Eyes game is not canceled. The team is currently taking time to evaluate the path forward for the game. While decisions haven't been finalized, we're committed to providing updates as soon as we are able," end quote. Hasbro did first announce the game back in 2022, 4 years ago, and that's where the Atomic Arcade was established. But the studio's now shut down. So who will take this project? We shall see. But will it be on an Xbox Alley X? Well, according to PureXbox.com, that just got a price increase. Okay, so that goes back to the Steam Deck. But, once again, the price increase went up in Japan, and it went up $200. But for now, both the US and the UK, if you want it, you might want to get it, because according to PureXbox, that price did not go up. So if you want it, you might want to go and get it. But if you want this one's on sale. And Gadget.com did say that the Apple's 14-inch MacBook Pro M5 is indeed on sale. Now, Apple did release the 14-inch MacBook Pro M5 in October, and it didn't go so well. But right now, the B&H discounts are available, and the MacBook Pro M5 with 16 gigabytes of RAM, 512 gigabytes of SSD, is available in space black and silver for $1,500, which is down from $1,600. There's also a deal for the 24 gigabyte of RAM option, which does have the best savings. There are $300 off the model with 32 gigabytes of RAM and either 512 gigabytes or 1 terabyte of memory. So up to $300 off. You want a laptop? That would be the one. Oh, and I got something for you, Switch 2 people. You know those Joy-Cons? Well, guess what? You might be able to hold them in one hand, both of them. According to GamesRadar.com, there is a new Switch 2 accessory that will let you play with both Joy-Cons in one hand. And that was revealed on the GameTech's official website. And the accessory is made up of two controller covers that would slip into the Joy-Cons to be held together with a plastic clasp. And the design is to only support those who have difficulty for using one hand due to an illness or injury, and or for those who want to play games and eat snacks. Now, right now, it's not released in America or any other parts of the world but Japan, but you can still get it from there if you want, chance it. But let's say you just want to play a game. Something like maybe Mugenics. GamesInformer.com said that Mugenics hit 1 million copies. Well done. In fact, the game's co-creator, Tyler Gallier, did share a post on Blue Sky and celebrated the fact that they sold 1 million copies. Sold. And all he said was, meow. Well done. Well done. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.